It started when she was a baby, and those agonizing moments when she would be nursing, and my body would begin to respond to her suckling mouth on my nipple. I've always lusted after young girls, but had never allowed myself to touch those objects of my desire. My youngest lover had been an 18-year-old the previous summer before I'd given birth to my daughter Brianna when I was 33. I can recall everything so perfectly, and it still makes my pussy clench with need as my panties soak through with my arousal. My baby daughter's pretty little rosebud mouth latched around my large nipple, sucking in the most exquisite way. It was too much for me, my God. So good. The way those little baby lips would just be wrapped around my nipple, my sensitive nipples. And the way that baby would just suckle so hard and so consistently. It was always amazing to me how a little mouth could suck so hard. But then, within moments, I had crossed the line. I slipped my hand into my panties and began rubbing over my clit in hard, angry circles, climaxing and screaming as my baby girl continued to suck my tits. Over time, I became more and more bold and depraved with her. By the time she was 6 months old, neither of us wore a stitch of clothing when she nursed. And after I played with myself and found release, I would take my hand sopping wet from my own juices and slip it over her puffy little pussy. Back and forth, I'd slip and slide my fingers running up and down her tiny little slit. I didn't really expect her to respond, but she would make little coos and gurgles around the aching nipple between her gums as I stroked her sweet little privates. Rubbing my cum right between her puffy little lips. But eventually, this wasn't enough for me either. I knew I had to stop this once she hit a certain age, and I made it my mission to fuck this pretty little child and suck her senseless and have her beautiful baby face buried in her mommy's pussy before that day finally came. On her one-year-old birthday, I almost got everything I desired. As we were lying in bed that night, her mouth was as usual. As often as I could, make her clamp tight around my titty. Oh, the way that little child sucks. My God, you haven't known ecstasy until you felt my baby's mouth sucking your titties to heaven. Just sucking them so hard, suckling and emptying my tits of milk. I was playing with myself, fucking myself, while her tongue and gums drove me wild. Do it, baby, do it. Suck on mommy's nipples, suck mommy's titties. Mommy's gonna make you feel so good, baby girl. Oh, suck, little girl, suck my hot tits. My hips were gyrating and I was aching to come, but I wanted to touch her sweet slit before I climaxed. Roughly, I pulled her tiny, chubby thighs apart and began assaulting her cunny. I fucked her with my pinky finger, shoving it in and out with the aid of my own cunt's lubrication all over my hand. I rubbed her soft, tiny labia, circled over and over and around the minuscule little nubbin of her clitty. And then it happened. Coos and gurgles had suddenly become something different. My little baby froze, went stock still. and then her mouth detached from my titty with a slurping pop. I looked down at my precious angel as I finger raped her hole, and her blue eyes were wider than I'd ever seen them, her mouth a perfect and silent, oh, as if she were still nursing. From the back of her throat, I began to hear the most erotic sound of my life. Baby gasps and pants, rasping grunts as her tiny privates began fucking back against mommy's naughty finger. She squealed when I rubbed her almost non-existent clitty again, and I nearly came undone. I wanted to suck her cunny till she shook apart and passed out, but I wasn't about to do this until I'd potty trained her. Instead, I laid her down on her back, on my bed, and cooed to her, both my hands going to work on her sensitive little parts. Oh, yes, mommy's little fuck slut. That's mommy's baby. Yes, she is. She likes it when mommy touches her little sweet spot. Ooh, does that tickle, princess? Does it feel good when mommy tickles your naughty little clitty button? Tickle, 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 baby. Oh, yes, baby likes that, huh? Baby likes it when mommy fucks her cunny. I can't say she orgasmed, but soon her breathing and panting became almost to the point of hysteria. Her tiny limbs went rigid as she began to shake. I eased off of her, then kissing her tummy and blowing raspberries until she'd recover and was my giggling, gurgling child again. My own cunt was so wet, I couldn't stand it. I leaned back and spread my legs wide, bent at the knees, and fucked myself while my baby watched, her eyes still wide with amazement. Slowly, she wiggled around until she had gotten on all fours and crawled closer to me, staring at my frenzied hand fucking my pussy. My breathing stopped as I wondered what she would do, and with utter lust, I groaned as she proved that, yes, indeed, a baby's first inclination of what to do with something new is to put it in their mouths. As I watched her sweet, angelic face descend, her mouth agape upon my dripping cunt, I moved my hand aside and thrust to meet her. Oh, yes, baby. Yes. Oh, eat your mommy's cunny and lap it up, angel. Oh, lick my horny cunt. It was so wrong, so taboo, so erotic, just seeing her face mashed into my shaved pussy lips, that I didn't mind in the slightest that her tongue didn't delve into me more than just a couple of licks. She simply tried to swallow me, take me into her mouth, burrowing into the place that birthed her as I fucked myself against her sweet face. My orgasm was almost immediate, and it was the most intense of my life. I felt as if my stomach had blown apart and ripped my body in half before slowly coming back together. I breastfed her for another year, coming hard when she developed baby teeth and began chewing and biting my nipples as well as sucking them into oblivion. And every time I'd extend our play, rubbing her baby sex, tickling her clitty, fucking her tiny vagina before laying on my back and letting her crawl up between mommy's thighs. I taught her what to do in those last few months. She understood just enough for me to show her how to suck her mommy and how to tell mommy what she liked. She was so sweet, so perfect, so beautiful, I feel the need to explain. I didn't view my baby solely as my sex object. She was still my little girl, my precious gift. I just couldn't seem to help myself when it came to touching her. It was that mouth of hers that started everything. That sweet, hot, sucking mouth and the way she'd coo and giggle when I touched her cunny. And it didn't seem our little tickle games had done her any harm. She was the happiest, most vibrant little girl I'd ever seen. My heart just about burst with love for my little angel. Still, I knew I was running out of time. The only reason I felt that our sex play hadn't adversely affected her thus far was that she didn't know it was wrong. It was all she had never known with me. Mommy kept her safe. Mommy loved her. And Mommy tickled her pussy. This was just the way things were, but if I continued this soon, I'd have to sit her down and beg her secrecy, tell her that no one could ever know about our private little games, and that would cast a shadow over her. She'd know then, and I didn't want anything to ruin my little angel's smile. I believed that I still had enough time to simply stop and let her forget any of it ever happened. I would content myself with wild masturbation sessions as I remembered my little girl's naughty, wonderful mouth, or the way she squealed and fucked my finger as I penetrated her. And I would never touch her again.